Andrew Shore, Unadilla, third overall, 4-3 finishes, and great second moto.
Yeah, I had a good start, too. I changed some things on my bike for the start, kind of similar to a little more old school for me, and it seemed to really help. And I was happy with that. I had a really bad week at Southwick and then some health problems at home, so I didn't get to ride this week. And I woke up this morning not knowing if I was even going to race. So I was really happy with how it turned out and gained a lot of points on Weimer, who had an unfortunate day. So all in all.
Unfortunate. Fortunate. Yeah, but for you, good.
Yeah, but I never wish bad things on people. You know, I've been in those situations, and you just, like, want to bang your head against the wall because you're doing everything you can. And for me, it's like the opposite today. Like, I just had a horrible week, and the results came. And it doesn't make sense sometimes, but that's racing, and you take it. And it's good to get some momentum. But for me, more importantly, a break to get healthy again.
How's the track today? The rain, I think, made it maybe an – like, it's always rough, but maybe it made it extra ruddy and rough?
It wasn't extra rough. I would say it was extra ruddy. Okay. And this is a track that I never excel on because it's really fast and sweeping. And today, I think with the ruts, it really slowed it down. And you could point and shoot a lot more, and that's more of my style. So I think the conditions really went my way, and that was another thing that attributed to good results.
Were you doing the math in your head when Tickle was pressuring you there late in the second moto at all, or did you know it was him? And
I wasn't doing any math in my head, but I know I'm battling with him at points, so I should wick it up, you know? So I think, me, him, and Weimer are close in points, so it's always a goal to try to beat those guys right now.
What'd you do on the starts? What'd you change?
Just fork position height on the button. And that's a finicky thing, and I think different riders use different heights, and I think you can't just put something on and it's going to work for everybody. And I went something that I've used in the past and that I feel comfortable with, and it seemed to help.
The 2013 fly gear, orange, I like it. Looks good.
Yeah, I like it too because it's more like the Honda MotoGP team. Mm-hmm. But Honda's probably, they like you to wear red, I guess. But it's cool with Brooks, with Chaparral and Bel Ray, Western Power Sports, those guys. You can wear more stuff. And the new gear that Fly has is awesome, and I really like it. So it's cool to have some new colors and some new gear because I've been wearing the same stuff all year, and it's always kind of fresh to wear some new stuff.
Yeah, for you that was crazy.
No, I'm not saying that, but it's
no,
like.
No, but for your look, like, that's crazy.
Hey, really?
Yeah, you're more of a traditional.
Yeah, but it goes in my replica helmet too, the old KTM days, right. So carries over. But yeah, no, us, we ride in the same gear every day, and it's always cool when you have something fun that's new.
All right, man, thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, guy.
Thanks, dude.